Welcome to the Lunch Break Hymn Sing, a podcast dedicated to the rediscovery of hymns, both ancient and modern, and the authors who penned them. We're glad you decided to spend your lunch break with us. We pray that you are encouraged by the content of each episode, and we hope that you share this podcast with your friends and family. And be sure to leave us a 5-star review. Now, let's dig into today's episode.
Okay, so we get into verse 3, when Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. And Frank, if we were going to go back to verse 1 and verse 2 and verse 3, this is really kind of that snowball effect. At least that's what I've sort of, the conclusion I've come to after I've been musing about these verses, where we've been talking about it the past few weeks, just grace upon grace, and really how this song begins with this idea of creation and how much grace God pours out even in an imperfect world. Mm-hmm. Really, if you and I were to think about it for even a second, we shouldn't be breathing right now. Left up to our own devices, the fact that we are conceived,
yeah,
is grace, because we just shouldn't even exist. Death should have already taken over everything.
Yeah.
And again, left up to our own, if God just turned his back, which he should have did, he should have done, it just would have been death. Everything would have been annihilated, and everything's done. And God really, in the Trinity, is just going, okay, we're good. Just us. So he lets us live, and he lets us enjoy the stars and the ocean and all of this amazing stuff. Yeah, it's not perfect. Yeah, we have sorrow still. Yeah, there's mm-hmm. sickness. But really, at the end of the day, when we go to bed, there is just grace upon grace, but it doesn't stop there. We move into verse 2.
Yeah.
And then on top of a beautiful creation that we get to enjoy, there's salvation. Christ came and lived the life we couldn't live, and then dies on a cross that we should be hung on, rises again 3 days later, and the call is to believe and repent. And if you do, then you get to experience not only salvation in this life and all of the joy that God has in this life, but verse 3 becomes our reality, which is this eternal inheritance that was earmarked for Christ. And now Christ says, here, I want to share it with you forever, eternity. There aren't words.
No, there's not.
And the only other thing I'll say before I let you talk is I love how each of these verses, do you notice how it's not academic theology? As he's writing these verses, it's all me and I, and
yeah.
The gospel message in verse 2 is an effectual Savior who died on the cross and saved him because of what he did. And now in verse 3, he's going to be the one that bows. He's going to be the one that in humble adoration experiences all of the glories, the goodness of God forever and ever and ever, eternity. I love how personal the process is of creation, salvation, and then glorification is this experiential, personal thing that each one of us that claim Christ as our Savior will get to experience. Pretty great.
It's awesome. I think it's one of the reasons why this hymn is, you know, it's the second most, you know, well-known hymn that
I think you're right
that people can sing.
I think you're right. Boy, does it the emotion that just took me over.
Yeah.
Twofold. One, the glorious truth that this is proclaiming. But do you remember back in the first episode, we were talking about all of the people who, how accepted this song is in just normal everyday culture.
Yeah.
And how so many people have accepted this song as a part of American tradition and culture, and it's sung by so many different people. And the gospel is being proclaimed.
Yes, it is.
And unfortunately, so many people are hearing it and not hearing it.
Yeah.
And not grasping, not wrestling with these truths. You know, the call's out there, baby. Yes. The call has been given, and is continuously given day after day and, you know, week after week in church, and oh, that we may open our ears to hear.
Yeah.
You know, it really takes me back to that one day that was given to us in the gospel, where Jesus is talking to the rich young ruler, and the rich young ruler can't do what Christ asks him to do, and he goes away feeling terrible.
Yeah.
And then you remember the disciples ask him, you know, they start talking about the rich and who will inherit heaven and all of these things, salvation, who will understand salvation, and the disciples are really wrestling with that, and Christ says something that really should scare us on one hand, but also put us on our knees on the other hand, and that's that it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible for man, but for God all things are possible.
Yes. You're right. Something that ought to just scare us to death. It's, you know, he makes it possible.
Yeah.
And accomplishes it for us.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I don't have anything else to say.
Boy.
I
thanks to God's work in our hearts, we're able to respond with a "How yeah. great Thou art."
Yes.
How great Thou art. And you just want to say it over and over. You don't get tired of it.
No, you don't. We'll definitely be singing this one this month, and we have been. This is a hymn that we do love to sing. I love hearing the kids sing it.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm thankful for, you know, just our conversation, and you know, and I'll just say this, and you know, there's no script. We're not reading anything. But just the, you know, just how much the Holy Spirit speaks to me through, you know, through our conversations, but then also this, just through these, through songs like this, and specifically through this hymn, and you know, don't know what season of life everybody is going through that's listening to our conversation, but you know, thankful, you know, that we can sit in a room and talk about, you know, these hymns, you know, and really how there's so much theology in the simple songs that we sing.
That's right.
And we pray that you'll be able to use this in your personal worship time with your family, and that you will, you know, sing this hymn in your church. So thanks for the conversation, and until next time, enjoy your lunch break.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Mary sent him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art,